إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالًا كثيرًا ونساءً، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أيها المسلمون، indeed in the last days there are great trials and tribulation, bloodshed and turmoil, chaos, overthrowing of power and government, loss of life and property and loved one, discord and disputes amongst the believers and amongst the believers and the enemies of Islam. And all of this is based upon the supreme wisdom and ultimate knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is to try and to test the people. The people of knowledge, they have clarified al-fitna, the word al-fitna, which means trials and tribulations. It comes from al-fatan, wa asluhu idkhalu al-dhahabi fi an-nar. لِتَظْهَرَ جَوْدَتُهُ مِنْ رَدَاءَتِهِ لِتَظْهَرَ جَوْدَتُهُ مِنْ رَدَاءَتِهِ. The origin of this word, al-fitna, which means trials and tribulations, it comes from the word al-fatan, which means linguistically, initially, to put gold into the fire. To put gold into the fire in order to test it and to try it, to identify that which is sound and good from that which is impure and that which is no good. So the wisdom of the fitna, to put the people through a test to try them, to know who is sincere and truthful, and likewise to know who is dishonest and insincere, to identify those who are strong, those who are upright, and those who prefer the love of Allah and His command, subhanahu wa ta'ala, from those who are weak, and those who are simple-minded, and those who follow their whims, to differentiate between those who have high aspirations, seeking the pleasure of Allah, between those who have base desires, clinging to the earth and following their whims. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned in His book, أَحَسِبَ النَّاسِ أَنْ يُتْرَكُوا أَنْ يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. Do the people think that they will be left to say that we believe and they will not be tried? وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّا الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. Indeed, we tried those before them. فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ. Indeed, Allah will make known with certainty those who are truthful, and likewise the falsehood of those who are liars. So from the wisdom of the trials and tribulations, and from the test of this life, the prosperity and the adversity, the health and wealth and good times, and likewise the hardship and sickness and loss of life and loved one and property, all of this is trials and tests. All of this is trials and tests to identify those who are strong and sincere in their faith, those who are upright and steadfast, hoping for the reward of Allah, working for the Jannah, the paradise and the pleasure of Allah, from those who are insincere and those who are deficient and those who are weak and those who are attached to this worldly life. So therefore, it's great wisdom in these trials and great wisdom in the test. أَيَحْسَبُ الْإِنسَانُ أَنْ يُتْرَكَ سُدًى. Does the human being think that he's going to be left sudan, meaning with no commandments and no prohibitions, with no accountability? Whether we're tried in this life, we're tried with commandments and prohibitions from our Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the proper and correct understanding of the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, وَمَا خَلَقَتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. And I did not create the jinn nor the mankind except to worship me alone. The reality of that worship is servitude and devotion. based upon love and sincerity, with great hopes for the promise and mercy of Allah, and fear and dread of His anger, tabaraka wa ta'ala, in compliance to commandments and prohibitions. In compliance to commandments and prohibitions. Obedience to Allah Azza wa Jal. This is the reality of ibadah. Submission and surrender to the command of Allah and to the command of His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. كل نفس ذائقات الموت. Every soul is going to taste death. ونبلوكم بالشر والخير فتنة وإلينا ترجعون. Every soul is going to taste death. And we try you. We try you in this life with evil and with good, with adversity and with prosperity, with hard times and with good times, with commandments that you are able to perform and that you like and prefer, and also with things that are not in accordance with your whims and desires, that you must fight your soul with regards to and show preference to the command of Allah and His love over the command of your soul and the love of your desires. Fitnatan wa ilayna turja'un. It's a trial and it's a test. And to us, you are going to return, meaning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for accountability. So therefore, this life is a trial. This life is a test. There are commandments that we must uphold. And there are prohibitions that we must avoid and stay away from. And this is the life of a believer, striving to learn that which is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from those commandments, the obligatory commandments, and likewise, those that are recommended, in order to abide by them and uphold them and apply them, drawing near to Allah Azza wa Jal. And likewise, learning the prohibitions and that which earns the anger of Allah and that which He's displeased with, out of fear of falling into those affairs and dread of earning the anger of Allah and His wrath. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's incumbent to seek knowledge of the deen of Allah, to seek knowledge of the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to learn the commandments and the prohibitions, because we're tried in this life. We're trying with our hearts, with our emotions. We're trying with our love and our hope and our fear. We're trying with our eyes and our ears and our hands. We're trying with our wealth and our family. إِنَّمَا أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَأَوْلَادُكُمْ فِتْنَةً. Indeed, your wealth and your children, your wealth and your children, they're a trial for you. It's a test. If a person, he does not have knowledge, then he will be tried. He'll be taken advantage of by his own wealth. He will use that and abuse that in a manner not pleasing to Allah, and he will lead him to the anger of Allah Azza wa Jal. And likewise, his own family. His wife or his child could be a means to lead him astray. He'll be tried by them, showing love for them over the love of Allah, preferring the love of his child or the love of his spouse over the love of Allah, disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to please the family members or other individuals in society likewise. This is a great trial and a great test. This is a great trial and a great test to truly seek the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in daily life and application, wherever we may be. In America or outside of America, in the masjid or in the market, wherever one may be. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned in His book, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ عَلَى حَرْفٍ فَإِنْ أَصَابَهُ خَيْرٌ اطْمَأَنَّ بِهِ وَإِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ فِتْنَةٌ انْقَلَبَ عَلَى وَجْهِهِ خَسِرَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْخُسْرَانُ الْمُبِينُ. That indeed from mankind, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ عَلَى حَرْفٍ. From mankind, there are individuals, they worship Allah on the edge. They worship Allah on the edge. فَإِنَّ صَابَهُ خَيْرٌ اطْمَأَنَّ بِهِ. And if some good befalls him, if times are okay for him and good and everything is in accordance to what he likes and desires, and things are going smoothly in his life, اطْمَأَنَّ بِهِ. He finds contentment. He finds ease. He will establish the prayer. He will worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَإِنَّ صَابَتْهُ فِتْنَةٌ انْقَلَبَ عَلَى وَجْهِهِ خَسِرَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. But if a fitna befalls him, if trials befall him, if something occurs in his life that's against his desires and that which he does not like, he does not bear that for the sake of Allah. Rather, he turns back on his face and he turns back on his heels and he falls into anger or into anxiety and he falls into great problems and trials. Maybe he'll even curse or become angry or upset, or maybe he would even leave the prayer or turn away from the religion. خَسِرَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. Because he does not face the trials and tribulations. He does not face this life with sincere faith. He's worshiping Allah on the edge. He's worshiping Allah according to his whims and desires. Whenever things are going his way according to the decree of Allah Azza wa Jal, then he is a devout slave. But if he's tried in his wealth or in his property or with anything to not go his way in the way that he prefers or likes, if somebody tells him no, then all of a sudden everything goes upside down and he loses his patience and he becomes anxious and he falls into great problems and worry and stress and life becomes hectic for him. And he does not bear that in the manner that is proper. And he does not bear that in a manner that is proper. And likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ فَإِذَا أُوذِيَ فِي اللَّهِ جَعَلَ فِتْنَةَ النَّاسِ كَعَذَابِ اللَّهِ. And there are from mankind those who say that they believe in Allah, that they believe in Allah, but if they're tried and they're tested in the path of Allah for the sake of Allah, because of their faith, because of their belief,
because of their obedience. جَعَلَ فِتْنَةَ النَّاسِ كَعَذَابِ اللَّهِ He will consider the trials and problems from the people like the punishment of Allah. And he will treat it like the punishment of Allah. Instead of fleeing from the punishment of Allah, he will flee from the problems and the trials of the people. Many individuals, they're guided to Islam, or they're guided to the Sunnah, or they are guided to repent and to strive to be upright and obedient on the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla. In this manner, their life changes. And likewise, some of their acquaintances or family members, they are on a contrary path, in a contrary way. They're upon disobedience, or they're upon innovation, or even they're upon disbelief, or shirk, waliyadhu billah. And upon repenting, now he has changed. Now he's different. Those people who used to be his friends, and those people who used to be close to him, maybe now they will criticize him. Maybe now they will find fault with him. Oh, you're being extreme, brother. Or now, what are you? Are you a Wahhabi? Or what's wrong with you, brother? You used to listen to music, or used to hang out with us, you used to be our friend. Why do you change? Why are you doing that, sister? Why are you wearing the niqab like that? So on and so forth. And they cannot bear that trial, they cannot bear that test. And they consider those trials and that hardship that they face and that criticism from their friends or from their beloved ones like the punishment of Allah. But indeed, the punishment of Allah is more severe. وَلَعَذَابُ الْآخِرَةِ أَكْبَرُ لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ And indeed, the punishment of the hereafter is greater and more severe had they only known. So a believer, he must be steadfast in the face of trials. He must be steadfast in the face of fitna. He must be steadfast in the face of shubuhat, doubts and misconceptions with regards to creed and belief, and with regards to methodology and the proper practice of the religion. He must be steadfast in the face of the shahawat, in the face of desires and lusts that are impermissible. And this requires that he be sincere in his faith and be truthful in his shahada. And it requires that he seek knowledge, sincerity for the face of Allah, seeking the pleasure of Allah. So he knows with certainty his creed and his belief, and he knows with certainty the meaning of La ilaha illallah. He knows his Lord, and he knows his beautiful names and lofty attributes of perfection, and he's not in doubt about that, and he's not confused about that, and he knows how to understand those texts in the manner according to that which is pleasing to Allah, according to the best generations. He knows the methodology in dealing with the rulers. He knows the methodology of raising a family. He knows the methodology of seeking money in business. He knows the methodology of whatever he's involved in this life. He has knowledge, he has light. He has knowledge, he has light. In this manner, a believer, he will be able to repel the shubuhat. He'll be able to deal with the doubts and misconceptions with certainty and true knowledge, sound knowledge, and sincere faith. His faith will carry him to prefer that which is pleasing to Allah. And likewise, with regards to the desires, he will have strong determination and great desire and love and hope for the mercy of Allah and dread for the anger of Allah and the punishment in the hereafter. He will fear these affairs. He will hope for the mercy of Allah and fear the anger of Allah, and this will carry him to have determination. He will strive against his soul to prefer that which is pleasing to Allah and to not follow his desires. And whenever temptations rise, he will fight them with sincere faith, and he will fight them with belief in Allah, and he will fight them with tawheed, knowing that Allah can see him and can hear him, and that he will return back to Allah, and that it's a test. And he will fight his whims and his desires and his temptation with knowledge and with insight. And he will take the means to avoid those affairs and to lighten them and to weaken them and to do away with them. He will have knowledge. He will have determination. In this manner, a believer, he can go straight in this life. In this manner, a believer, he can go straight in this life and he can benefit. But if a person, he is deficient in his knowledge, he does not have time or concern for learning, then he'll be affected by the doubts and misconceptions, and there are many in these days. And the enemies of Islam, they're taking advantage of that affair, and they're taking advantage of all of the different platforms of spreading doubts and misconceptions with regards to creed and the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with regards to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the speech of our Lord, the book of Allah azza wa jal, with regards to the books of hadith. They're spreading doubts and misconceptions, trying to turn the believers away from the true religion, or calling to other deviated sects and supporting them, financially supporting the Sufiyya and the Rafila and the likes like this. All of this is from the ways of the enemies of Islam to turn the Muslims away from the true religion, because no success and no help and no victory will be given to the deviant and to the misguided. It only comes to the sincere, those who are following the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam truthfully. And if the believer is there to do that, then the aid of Allah will come and the help of Allah will come, and the believers, they will see victory and they will see honor and not humiliation. They will see victory and honor and not humiliation. So as by learning and knowing the truth and knowing the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and identifying falsehood and the people of falsehood and the ways of falsehood, in this manner, a believer, he can be safe in the fitna. He can be safe in the trials. And likewise, with great determination, al-azima as-sadiqah. Al-azima as-sadiqah. Great, strong determination. Truly hoping for the mercy of Allah. truly hoping for the reward of Allah, truly striving for the pleasure of Allah, dreading that Allah would abandon him and leave him to his desires. This will carry a person to fight his whims. This will carry a person to prefer the command of Allah and to leave his desires. It will carry a person to check his tongue and to lower his gaze. It will carry a person to think twice before he signs on the dotted line, and he will not get involved in every contract and every dealing, and he will look where his money comes from and how he spends it and how it's earned. And the lies like this because of sincere faith. But whenever these affairs, they fall weak, then a person, he's tried by the trials accordingly, and he will fall into those affairs, and he will be a victim to the devil and the enemies of al-Islam, and he'll be taken advantage of. And even sometimes many of them, they'll work against their own brothers. They'll work against their own brothers because of doubts and misconceptions, or because of the love of this worldly life. They'll be an instrument to cause chaos and confusion amongst the ranks of the believers because of a love for the dunya and a lust for the worldly life, or a love for position and authority, or because of doubts and misconceptions and a lack of knowledge and insight. The trials, they are true. The fitna is real. We must learn about these affairs and face them with knowledge and sound faith. And firm determination. And cooperate upon a path of goodness, upon the path of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions, radiyallahu anhum. أقول ما تسمعون أستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد, it's been collected by Al-Bukhari and Muslim from the hadith of Zayd ibn Thabit radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he ordered the believers to seek refuge with Allah. That he ordered the believers sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to seek refuge with Allah from the trials, that which is hidden and that which is apparent. تَعَوَّذُوا بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الْفِتَنِ مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا وَمَا بَطَنِ. That you must seek refuge with Allah. You must seek refuge with Allah from the trials and tribulations, from the turmoil and chaos, and from the discord, from all of the trials and the tests, whether it's with regards to the shubuhat or the shahawat, whatever they may be, whether it's regards to dissension in the ranks or any other temptations in this life. تَعَوَّذُوا بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الْفِتَنِ. Seek refuge with Allah from the trials. It's only by the protection of Allah that a believer, he will be safe from the trials and from the fitan, and not getting involved and not being overcome by those affairs. تَعَوَّذُوا بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الْفِتَنِ مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا وَمَا بَطَنِ. That which is apparent from them and that which is hidden. Meaning there are trials and tribulations that are apparent, all of the people they identify. And then likewise, there are other trials and tribulations that are hidden, or they're conspicuous, and not everyone is able to identify them. And a believer, he must seek refuge with Allah from all of them, and he must avoid them and stay away from them. And whenever they come, he will go the other way, and he will not share in that, nor would he have a hand. He will not share in that, nor would he have a hand. Rather, he will be as far away as he can. And this is the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's collected by Imam Muslim from the hadith of Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Satakunu fitan, that indeed there are going to be trials. Indeed, there are going to be trials. Al-qa'idu fiha khayrun min al-qa'im. The one who is sitting in the trials, he's better than the one who is standing. Wal-qa'imu fiha khayrun min al-mashi. And the one who is standing is better than the one who is walking. وَالْمَاشِي فِيهَا خَيْرٌ مِنَ السَّعِي. And the one who is walking in those trials, he's better than the one who is hastening. He's better than the one who is hastening. Meaning the further a person is away from the trials and the fitna, the further he is from getting involved, the further he is from speaking or texting or typing and the likes like this, getting involved either by statement or by action, or interfering and the likes like this, the further he is, the better. The further he is, the better. Rather, a believer, he will seek refuge for that. He will seek refuge from that, like the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised, and hope to not even be involved whatsoever. But unfortunately, many people, they're tried, and they can't wait to have a hand and to share and to spread and to talk and to have an opinion and to put a position in the likes like this. And this is all from a weak faith and from weak deen. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Min husni islam al-mar'i tarquhu ma la ya'nihi." That from the good Islam of a person, the strong deen of a person, تَرْكُهُ مَا لَا يَعْنِيهِ, that he will leave off that which does not concern him. So if it's not addressed to him, or if it's not under his authority, or if it's not in his hands, then he will leave it alone. He will leave it alone and leave it to those who it concerns. And this is the way. That which happens in this country or that country, this is not in our hands or under our concern, and that which we have. And we should not give an opinion and make it widespread in the likes like this. This is only adding to the fire, adding to the turmoil, adding to the chaos, adding to the problems, adding to the bloodshed, adding to the loss of life and property and wealth, وَلِيَذَ بِاللَّهِ, from the fitan that we see in the lands of many of the Muslims today because of these affairs, a lack of understanding and a lack of determination, because of desires and whims and great ignorance The devil and the enemies of Islam have taken advantage of the Muslims in a foul way. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ Those ignorant ones and those who are hasty. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned about those fitan, مَنْ يُشْرِفْ لَهَا تَسْتَشْرِفْهُ That whoever engages in them, they will overwhelm him. That whoever engages in the trials, they will overwhelm him. Maybe a person, he would just want to text or have one type, or forward one message, or get involved or have one opinion, and the likes like this, or stick his hand, or make his statement one time, and after that he will be finished. It would overcome him. It would engulf him. It will consume his life. It will consume his life, and he will fall headfirst into the fitan and into the trials. And maybe in the end, he will be from those who are shedding blood, or from those who are taking the honor of a believer, or from those who are violating rights of the Muslims and the likes like this, earning the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ يُشْرِفْ لَهَا تَسْتَشْرِفْهُ And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, وَمَنْ وَجَدَ مَلْجَأً أَوْ مَعَاذًا فَلْيَعُذْ بِهِ So whoever finds a place of security or refuge, then let him take refuge. And the security and refuge is in sincere faith and belief in Allah. And belief in the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and knowing and having knowledge of his sunnah and the ways of how to deal with the fitan and how to deal with the trials and when a person should be involved and whenever a person should not be involved. And not everything somebody knows, it has to be mentioned. And the people of knowledge, they say, لَيْسَ كُلُّ مَا يُعْلَمُ يُقَالُ وَلِيكُلِ مَقَامٍ مَقَالُ وَلِيكُلِ مَيْدَانٍ رِجَالُهُ وَلِيكُلِ مَيْدَانٍ رِجَالُهُ That not everything that one knows, he must say it at all times and in every position and every time there's a proper statement in every field. It has its men who should speak. So maybe somebody, he knows something, but it's not proper for him to say it. Even if it's true, maybe it will bring more evil than good. Maybe it will bring more harm than rectification. And this requires knowledge and sincerity likewise, and great patience to check one's tongue and to think before one speaks. And this is likewise from the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَمَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَلْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ فَلْيَكُلْ خَيْرًا أَوْ لِيَسْمُتْ Whoever truly believes in Allah in the last day, then let him say that which is good or be silent. So one, he must think before he speaks in order to apply this narration and think before he texts and spreads knowledge likewise. Because many people, they have loose tongues and it causes great problems and trials. And many people likewise are very negligent with regards to their thumbs and it causes great problems and trials. Spreading knowledge and texting and forwarding and the likes like this, all of this brings trouble and problems. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Al-Muslim man salim al-Muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadihi. The Muslim, the true Muslim is the one who the other Muslims, they're safe. From his tongue and likewise from his hand. So we have to think before we get involved, before we speak in the affairs. We have to think before we spread or we text and the likes like this. We're going to be taken into account for everything that we say and for everything that we text and for everything that we share. Even the effects that we have on others, we're held accountable for that. If we affect them in a good way, we have a good reward. But if we affect them in a bad way, then we will face the accountability with regards to that. So not everything one knows, he has to say it. Especially not at that time. And every time, every circumstance, there's a proper statement that should be said. And there's a proper way to say it. And likewise, there are men who are required and responsive for those affairs. So we should leave them for them to take care of the business that is theirs and take care of our own business. And take care of our own affairs. Many people, they have a position or they have opinions about what this ruler should do, about what that ruler should do. But if you look at the rule that they have under their own family and their own household, you'll find that it's falling apart and crumbling and that their ship is about to sink. That their ship is about to sink, yet they're not worried about these affairs and about their own wife, about their own child, and the soul of those under their care. They're worried about what this ruler is doing and that ruler is doing, and this has engulfed them and encompassed them until they have lost their souls and their families. So warning from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam: do not get involved in the trials. Do not get involved in that which does not concern you. That which concerns you is the worship of Allah. That which concerns you is the worship of Allah, is the obedience of Allah, establishing the commandments in your life. Avoiding and staying away from the prohibitions. This is what concerns a believer. As for these other affairs, then these are trials. These are fitan. No doubt there are things that happen in this life, in the different lands, that are not pleasing. But a believer, he has to know when to talk, and when to speak, and when to be silent. Allahumma hadina ilayka siratan mustaqima. Allahumma hadina ilayka siratan mustaqima. Allahumma hadina ilayka siratan mustaqima. Allahumma aslih dhata baynina. وألف بين قلوبنا واهدنا سبل السلام وأخرجنا من الظلمات إلى النور ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم